Another sitting of the Thing Committee, Australia's definitive authority on things. Introducing your hosts, Josh Withers and Steve Malk.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the LA Podcast Festival in the Squarespace Podcasting Lounge, it is again me, Steve Mogg, with the Thing Committee, and this is my final from this little batch with two wonderful guests, both returning thingers. I'll start, Steele Saunders, hello and welcome.
I'm so happy my thing has returned.
Well, we appreciate your returning thing.
Okay, nice.
Will Anderson, hello as well.
Hello.
Now, gentlemen, you both...
What? It's a very loud environment in here. There is like a lot of people podcasting at the same time. And I broke myself a little bit yesterday in the name of podcasting and entertaining people.
It was beautiful.
And so, to be honest, I'm just going to have to be a bit economical with what I fucking bring. So when I bring it, strap yourself in, people. I'm going to bring it hard. Okay. But I'm just going to have to not like be doing... I can't run with the ball all the time.
I think everyone at home already knows that ambient noise is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I mean, this is like... What I love the most is that it's like... So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 podcasts happening here in here at the moment.
Yep.
And that's like... I get that because it's like a post-show sort of interview, like a sporting thing or whatever.
Yes.
But there's a dude, and hello, dude, who's sitting across from us... Who's not even doing a fucking podcast. He's just sitting in the world's most annoying room. Yeah. Like, on purpose. Like, and he just seems cool with it. He's just sitting there like some sort of... Like, this is his safe space or something. Like, he's like it's some sort of, like, idiot savant genius, like, guy who can only concentrate on his coding when he's surrounded by kind of white noise. So he has to come into, like... I don't know any of these things. This is just my fan fiction I've written about you while I've been here.
Oh, my fan fiction was he was a podcaster from the future.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And he's now podcasting Professor X style. Uh-huh. He's just doing it with someone else, another X-Men.
He's returned from the future to see how we podcasted back in the early days of podcasting.
Yeah. Remember when you had to talk?
Right. And have equipment.
So old hat. I like to think that he was the guy that I asked to look after the beers while I corralled you two.
Oh, okay. Well, that seemed like that happened as well, so...
I think his new role is the guy that hates us.
I don't know. Maybe this is... he seems cool. This is my whole point.
Yeah.
He just seems like a relaxed cat. That was my whole thing. He was just sitting there, like, I'm in here for a reason and I hate every moment of it. And he's sitting
like... But, with all these... I think this room shows that the freedom of podcasting has gone too far.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are too free. We are too free.
Why is nobody shutting some of this shit down?
Right. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where a big room like this is not what podcasting is about. This should be in... You know what they should have done? They should have converted the toilet cubicles. Yeah. Like, soundproof the toilet cubicles, which, by the way, they should do regardless.
Yeah, amen.
Why are we still living in a world where they're not soundproofing toilet cubicles? Like, we're in the first world, right?
In America is the only place I've found where they do ceiling-to-floor... partitions.
Yeah.
Like you go to Australia everywhere and it's still there's gaps at the top and the bottom.
Yeah, well, you know, American politicians ruined that because it was always like, you know, the Republican politicians would be putting their foot under the bottom of the thing and getting into some political scandals. So,
really?
Because that's a signal. You put your foot under and if the other person doesn't fucking go, what the fuck's going on with your foot? Then maybe it's on. And they're like, you know what? There's only one way to stop this. Build bigger fences. It's like their immigration policy. It's like, more!
Well, of course the...
Stop the toes.
Yeah. They would have, like, floor-to-roof toilet doors in the home of cocaine use. That's why.
Right, yeah.
It makes sense. That is actually, everyone needs that private blow moment.
You know what? That is a very good point. There is a lot of very shiny, metallic, flat surfaces in pretty much every bathroom you go into in this country. It's terrible.
Gentlemen, both of you have had your podcasts live here at PodFest, which has been amazing. I've been lucky enough to see both of you.
The irony is that we've both had live podcasts and we both feel like we're dead now. So we've been stripped of our life because it's been live streamed.
You put so much effort into it, though. Mm.
Well, I loved Will at the stand-up show last night. Sort of, like watching the toe fop, it was extra enjoyable. It was so funny. But I was adding some extra enjoyment just going, he's got to do stand-up in front of hundreds of people in about an hour. How's that going to go?
Luckily, I have had a lifetime of bringing that level of non-professionalism to the table. And a lot of people mock me, but I'm the one who can fucking do it. Do you know what I mean?
You are match fit.
There are a lot of comedians at the festival who could not have drunk 12 beers during two shows yesterday and then performed at a stand-up show and fucking brought it, or at least the half of my set I can remember. Not really sure how it finished or how I got home.
Do you remember breaking the mic stand?
I remember it being broken.
Yes, it was broken.
I don't remember the exact act of breaking it, but I remember it being broken. And then I remember throwing it, and then I remember berating the Americans that in my country it would have come back. Which it wouldn't have. That's a boomerang. But they think we're magical people, so they bought it.
The visual picture in my head is that you woke up this morning in your apartment with the microphone smashed on the bedroom floor.
I mean, technically, I probably owe them a few bucks, right? But you know what? When I bought my live stream for this festival, I forgot to put in the TOEFOP code for $5 off. So that decision of me supporting this festival I'm actually performing at has cost me $12. So you know what? Fuckers, if you're listening, put that towards your fucking mic stand. Let's not quibble.
Why can't we all just love each other?
Why can't we all just have fun?
And in that vein, gentlemen, let's start with our first thing. The Think Committee exists to decide for the rest of the community what are and are not things.
Yeah, sure.
So I put to you this. Australia being America's bitch, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a definitely thing. Well, you know that I think that's a thing.
I know you think it's a thing.
Like, that's my... I mean, I trade off it a bit here. Like, it's to be honest, I don't think we are as much of America's... Well, no, we are. We are. I mean, look, serious answer?
Yes.
Of course we are. We have to be. Because we are... like a European country in the middle of Asia. And China is, like, the reason the Australian economy didn't go into the worldwide recession is because of China's support of Australia, right?
Yep.
But here's the thing. China could one day just fucking wake up and go, you know what? We don't need to pay for those resources.
That's right.
We could literally take over their country, which is right there with the fucking band that played at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Like, that's all they would need to do that, right? So here's what
we're moving in.
We need America.
Nihama.
Because if shit goes wrong, that's our only fucking chance. That if we've been good enough to America, that they will come down and help that shit out. That's the truth of what we're doing. So... by that definition, we are, of course, America's bitch. We don't have much of a choice. Well, we do have another choice, which we've never explored. We have some of the most rich nuclear resources, uranium, in Australia or anywhere in the world. Oh. We could become, if we wanted to. I'm not saying we should, by the way. But we could just go, well, we'll dig it up and make it into bombs, and fuck you, we're North Korea down under, you know?
That's a huge Will Anderson power play there.
Fucking go all in, right?
We are America's bitch and England's bastard.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what we are, but we have to be. But I play it up a little bit here for the reason that I want to be able to criticise America, right? I want to be over here and talk about the things in America that I think are wrong. But here's what you can't really do as a foreigner to win over audiences here. Be it, particularly to Americans, be a person who comes from somewhere else and tells them what's wrong with America. So... I'm really fucking Penn and Teller explaining the magician's secrets here, but my strategy is that I hit them hard with the fact that we're their best friend first.
Sure.
Right? So that I go, no, we're with you.
Yes.
That's why I've got that line in there about whatever dickhead decision you do, what, same country?
Yeah.
For the third time in 10 years?
Sure.
Fine, we'll get some beer, but we'll be there. Right?
That's right.
So I'm saying to them, I'm with you. So when I criticise, I understand that I'm part of this. Yeah. I've moved here to pursue my living, so I am part of it, you know? Mm. I don't want to be the guy who jumped onto the Costa Concordia. I want America to pull this up and land it on the Hudson. To be honest, I've used two different references there. It went from being a boat to
a
plane, but the boat would have actually been better to land on the Hudson, but anyway, it wasn't, so...
Will's not the type of guy to look up Oscar Pistorius's Airbnb profile.
I'm not. I don't know if I understand what you were saying, though.
Or it's just not the sort of person that you'd want to stay with?
Oh, no, 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 no. No. Am I unusual in that? No. Are you looking at me like fucking Will Anderson?
No, no, I'm
He's
with
so
you.
Up himself. Wouldn't even say Oscar Pistorius' B&B. Fucking showbiz got to his head, didn't it?
I've just...
Adam Hillswood had a, you know, because they're both...
Yeah, solidarity.
Murderers. Yeah, no. No, that is unfair. I need to say, for legal reasons, Pistorius was cleared of murder.
That's right.
Hillsy otherwise.
I was going to leave that hanging, but you're in with me now.
I like
you're
getting,
now a co-defendant. So.
Getting shot with a smile. And for any podcasters, this is a dream come true, because not only are there like 18 podcasts going on here, the tray in the middle of the table doesn't have like sugar and salt and lollies.
No.
It has batteries to power your Zooms.
And some sort of, what's the little package there?
These are like energy supplements. Pour it in your... Oh, no, they're wet
ones. Oh, no, they're wet ones. So
there was, the other one's got, like, pour the powder in the water, make it taste like fruit.
They have thought of everything.
Batteries and wet ones are also the exactly the same tray they have out the back of Live Section. I'm so sorry. I was so embarrassed by what I was going to say that I almost backed out. But then I was like, oh, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah, commit.
People might not even be listening.
These trays did have chocolates. Little Hershey's things.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate kisses. They had some chewing gum, breath mints, batteries, which I have to tell you, that bowl of batteries is down to the last 10%. It was chock full.
I feel like I'm going to get some for my remotes back home.
Just light up.
Mate, no, you shouldn't travel with a suitcase full of batteries. That's one of the things you're not allowed to have.
Oh, fuck.
And particularly in this new high terror alert. Oh, and you're an Australian who's just suspiciously gone overseas.
Yeah.
Like, that's really big at the moment. Like, you know, that people are doing that to fight for ISIS. Like, that. You know what? They're not going to believe you when they say, oh, no, I flew to America to perform at a festival for podcasts. Yeah, they have a festival. And not only do they have a festival, but I flew from another country. No, they didn't pay for me to do it.
Yeah.
No, I did it because I wanted myself.
Hey, man. ACO, steals on your watch list. Yeah,
they go through my luggage. Batteries and wet ones, come with me, mate.
Come with me, mate.
That's right.
You'll be glad you brought the wet ones.
Steel, what do you make of the relationship, this dysfunctional relationship that Australia has with America as far as particularly, you know, into continental relations?
I'm just... Rupert Murdoch is... his control over... Like, he just had dinner with our Prime Minister, and it's he's Monty Burns. Like, his own TV channel is parodying what he is, which is, you know, brilliant on their part, but it's... I've got no comedy for it because I'm beginning to find it more and more depressing.
Well, we created him, though. That's our gift to the world. I've been thinking about this quite a lot recently, is like, he has ruined so much of the world. No, not him alone, but he... probably more than most, is responsible the way that Fleet Street went in the UK, you know, and the phone hacking was the last straw, hacking the phone of dead children, right, and like interfering in police investigations, like criminal things that people should have gone to jail for a lot longer than anyone fucking has for what they have done.
Die Hard 4, for example.
Right, and then the fucking second thing is, like, this idea that, like, oh, the news in the UK is completely different to news in Australia. You know what? If it turned out that in McDonald's, that the secret sauce on the fucking Big Mac was the semen of the staff members, you know what? I'd fucking ask some questions about whether they were doing that in the Australian fucking stores as well. Because it's the same fucking company.
Yep.
So they've been fucking jizzing in the special sauce of the fucking world. They ruined journalism in the UK, which in turn ruins politics. They ruined journalism in Australia, which in turn ruins politics. And then they fucking went all in and they ruined journalism in America. Fox News is the worst thing that has happened to the world.
Yeah.
Like, it is the biggest disease of our modern age.
I agree.
What it has done to journalism, the most fundamental thing of a society is journalism.
Yeah.
To have that estate looking, keeping the bastards honest, and they've just fucking driven it into the ground and made it, like, those journalists are getting beheaded overseas.
Yeah.
Fucking, if you are a person who, like, puts lists on BuzzFeed or fucking, like, you know, looks up people's skirts and puts that on the internet with some fucking outrageous headline and you call yourself a journalist, fuck you.
Yep.
That dude out there making no money, risking his life to shine a light on these tyrants, because that's what you have to fucking do, because in the darkness they just do whatever they fucking want to do. They're fucking heroes, and you're like, look at Jennifer Lawrence's boobs. Fuck you.
What about if BuzzFeed actually covered real news items, and it's like, these terrorists captured these journalists. You won't believe what happened next.
You know what? I know you joke about that, and excellently, by the way.
Going on the festival poster. Quote. Thank you.
But that is what they're doing. Mm. Like, that BuzzFeed's big next move is to turn at least part of their business into a... And you know what? If they do, and they're really serious about it, if people have to read their news in... Mm. Like, I don't care if it's good journalism. Like, journalism should be about economy of message and economy of words. If you can genuinely make a, you know, a good point. And I mean, the best example is John Oliver, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That show is the best journalism show.
Kills me every week.
He just looks at something.
Yep.
And like that whole Miss America thing he did the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He just picks at something. But fucking journalists should be doing that all the time.
Yes.
All the time. I'm embarrassed that I have a podcast that is mostly about prison sex and Batman. I should be doing something better.
Hey, the kids have to know. The kids have to know.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we, the range of issues that need to be covered.
In LA, me and Jackie, you know, go on runs and stuff, and we saw this big building just up there. Last time I was here, and we looked through the window, and it was actually BuzzFeed.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, and then next week, we were on the top 10 dickheads that looked through our window list. It was fantastic.
Were you really? Because they should do that.
Yes.
No,
that
didn't.
Is actually a good suggestion.
They could set up a camera and do that every week.
People would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like those dickheads who go in the fucking New York Post to, like, go on dates together.
Yes.
I buy the New York Post on the weekend, which is a horrible newspaper again, by the way.
You don't buy it for the article.
Another one,
though.
Run by an Australian.
Yeah.
Fucking Cole Allen.
Well,
another disease that Rupert Murdoch has given to... Like, I mean, Murdoch is like the original fucking syphilis, but he has spread it around and then they're just passing it on as well.
Who would have thought the man that made the Sunday Telegraph one of the most horrible papers in Australia could turn the New York Post into something even more horrible?
You know what? Like, you know what? I'm never going to have great success and great wealth like Rupert Murdoch.
Mm.
But if you, like, if
we are on a podcast, right?
If at the end of your life.
Can I just chime in? To hear you say you're never going to have great success, I just started crying. I was just if he hasn't met great success yet, fuck. This is going to make it. This hill is getting steeper all the time. I have set my treadmill to 89.
Take a knee, grasshopper, because I'm about to dispense some wisdom for you here. When you look back on what you have done with your life.
Mm-hmm.
I never intentionally hurt someone. I never intentionally tried to make something fucking worse.
Mm.
And Rupert Murdoch has destroyed the two most important things to democracy, politics and the media.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't care how much fucking money you have. You are a fucking devil. And if you have any awareness of that, I hope that your final years on Earth are haunted by how much you've ruined what hope we had as evolving as a human species. Fuck you. And I hope when history hears your name, they spit on it. And we one day evolve to a point where we acknowledge the fucking poison that you were to our fucking world. And I'm sorry as an Australian.
That we let you
that
lose.
Like, Adelaide gave us Bradman and then they fucking gave us Rupert Murdoch. Technically it was Barrel, I guess. So I'm not even going to give Adelaide that one.
No.
Anyway, this is what the podcast is about, right?
Yeah. A political rant thing.
Seriously.
They are now. I think we can be affirmed.
So
we've decided for the people. Definitely. Australia will be America's bitch whenever they come a knocking. If they need us, we're there for all of the reasons outlined. We're a part of that thing. Steele, did you have a thing that you wanted the thing committee to pass judgment on?
I do have a thing.
Oh, good.
Will Anderson, Stephen Malk.
Yes.
Is Ash Williams a thing?
Ooh,
well,
a great question.
Ash was...
God. Never has one expulsion of breath said so much.
We've just talked about the worldwide politics and journalism, but now Will's been hit with the tough questions.
This is so good.
I kind of... No, here's what I think. I was having a conversation with somebody recently about somebody that they... It was such a shocking thing how much the world changes so quickly. And I was having a conversation with somebody and that we were talking about the idea that they had seen someone in their car throw trash out the window, mm-hmm. and how shocking that is to us in this modern age.
Yep.
But the truth is, like, we were talking about that idea. I was like, is that someone who is shocking, or is that someone who just fucking gets it? Who actually just gets that nothing we're doing as tiny little fucking human beings makes a fucking difference. Yep. It's got to change at the big end. We don't have that power and that control. And, you know, whether we fucking recycle or not, in the grand scheme of things, if BP aren't going to clean up their game and all that, it matters jot.
Yeah.
You know, it's symbolic. And I think we should do that, you know, be the change you want to see in the world and all that sort of thing. But there's another part of me that, like, sometimes you just see someone who is like a fucking glitch in the matrix, right? Who does not march to the beat of other people's drums. They just, because sometimes I think, you know, there's that great Lily Tomlin line, you know, the thing about being in the rat race is even if you win, you're still a rat. And sometimes I fucking, that's what I mean about that whole great success thing. Sometimes I think you're a fucking idiot if you think if you're going to just do shit you don't want to do for your whole fucking life. What? Isn't it success that we're at a fucking podcast festival and people came and saw our shows and people had a really fucking good time and I have a memory for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Like, what, there's some other level of success where I can finally go, now I can do, I'm already doing what I want to do. That's fucking success.
Yes.
Like, so that was the thing I was trying to say about that. But what was the point I was making?
Ash.
Ash Williams is a glitch in the matrix.
I agree.
He's a glitch. Sometimes you just see people and you're like, oh my God, you're among us, but you're not of us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a guy who's like, yeah, he's just 100% Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Ash is a guy who I should hate. He's a combination of everything that I loathe. If you took the individual characteristics of him, like individually, they're all characteristics that I abhor and would make me hate someone and never want to spend time with them. But in some strange way, they are combined in a way that makes him irresistible.
Oh, yeah.
I love him, and if someone doesn't understand it and they don't get him, and sometimes on the podcast, you know, there's some people who don't quite get Ash, you know?
Yes.
And I'm just like, well, you're fucking missing out because you can't convince me. It's not, I don't know if he even knows what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he does all the time.
All that said,
I called him on stage during my podcast last night and he wasn't in the fucking audience, so he's dead to me.
Do you know where he was?
Don't care. He's dead to me.
When I texted him, I said, hey, Ash, you've just been named champ, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, really? Is it still on?
Yeah.
Said, I'm 15 minutes away.
Dead to me.
He was going to turn around and come back.
Dead.
On paper, he is the world's biggest asshole.
Yep.
Like, he's got... just on paper, but put that into a human. And I do, as I brought him onto the podcast yesterday, he is my happy place.
Yes.
Like, he has brought me nothing but pure joy, like 100% uncut, unsniffable, uninjectable joy.
Yeah.
He's just... And I can't get enough. I'm fascinated. I'm addicted. I want to know what is happening. I know what love is because I know Ash Williams.
Okay. Yep.
Sure. He's an enigma wrapped in a chiseled jawline with a ponytail.
He's an enigma amazing. Wrapped in a very short pair of shorts.
He's like you know what? He's like a unicorn. That's what he is. Ash Williams is a fucking unicorn. Like he's a unicorn. He's the most beautiful of all horses. And you don't know if they're fucking charming or ditzy or like what. And he's a unicorn.
And not enough people will see him in his lifetime.
He's an enigma. He will be hunted for his beauty. Dehorned, I imagine.
We can only hope that Rupert Murdoch doesn't get his grits on him and bleeds him of his life force. And pumps him on. But someone will tap into Ash Williams one day.
I hope they will.
And the world will not be the same.
I first met Ash in person yesterday. And I had my entire experience of Ash Williams prior to that was hearing him on podcasts, you know, following his Twitter feed, seeing his Instagram, all that sort of stuff. And it's really easy for the normal human like me to sort of hear Ash and paint the picture. I mean, there's pictures of him, but to see the what he looks like, to hear him and go, man, that's a great act. He's got a great thing going on.
There's also pictures of him on the covers of romance novels.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Legitimately?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the day before I first met him, he did a 12-hour shoot, like getting into like all different outfits, like soldier outfits and Roman gladiator outfits. And yeah, he's on covers of all these
like
romance
Mills and Boone and shit.
Yeah.
And that's like, that shit is like, that shit would, imagine if I did that, my comedy career would be over. It would be over.
But or for him, he just, in a way that,
because he's a fucking unicorn.
I think your novel cover career would also be over.
Hey. In my day, still, I did okay in my day. I'm an old man now, but in my day, there were some good years.
I can hands down confirm that
that was about to get fucking real all of a sudden.
Like, I'm not sure I'm ready for this testimonial.
I mean, I know Brisbane's a small town, and I had some good years there.
Will's a very giving lover. Ash Williams is the man, the voice that you hear on the podcast. That's Ash.
Yeah.
That there is no...
He's kind of like...
It's him.
You know, the other Ash Williams, you know, from...
Evil Dead
Ash Williams.
Oh, yes, yes.
Bruce Campbell, Ash Williams. Mm. He's a bit like Ash as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's a fucking unicorn. He's just like you know, this... Just kind of this world, but not quite of this world fucking guy.
Mind, a unicorn with a chainsaw at the end of one of his hooves.
Like a better unicorn.
Mm, violence.
Imagine if a unicorn instead of a horn had a chainsaw. That's a hardcore fucking unicorn, right?
Did Bart Freebarn just get in on this podcast or what?
It's a unicorn that's going to fuck shit up.
Fosdyke, you're on warning.
Hang on, you're not allowed to fucking reference me like by a lesser status comedian. You know? Like that's... Like, I mean, you can't expect my fans to know who Bart is.
All right,
I love Bart.
He's the George Carlin of unicorns, then.
Thank you. I mean, the Carlin estate will probably sue you. I'm going to get an angry tweet right now from Kelly Carlin. She's...
Did you guys see... Just to quickly divert.
No, let's... Yes, let's...
The,
podcasts are all about staying
Bart,
on topic.
Okay.
That's how I can
Danny
make
McGinley
that joke.
Tweeted the show that
I
he's doing
like
in
Danny,
Melbourne
though.
Fringe.
Don't like him at
he's
all.
He's a hack.
Yeah. Barry for the Bulldogs, writes the posters for the Bulldogs.
I know, how good is that?
That's very exciting.
He did a show for the Melbourne Fringe, Death of a Salesman, a sitcom.
Yes.
That they then changed the name because they got some heat... From the estate of the guy that wrote...
Frank Miller.
Yes.
No, not Frank Miller.
Arthur Miller. Sin City. Arthur Miller.
Frank Miller. I would say that.
Holy shit.
Frank Miller's Death of a Salesman. That's a fucking... I'm pitching that.
Oh, that's happening.
Trademark. That's how it works.
Fuck Dave Anthony.
Is being an arsehole in a room a thing?
No. Only if you're wearing a Lionel Messi jumper.
No, Dave's done that joke 7 times. He does it. It's his
he loves it. Yeah. But yeah, so they copped heat over the title.
I want to be here for the next one. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
They copped heat over the title. They changed it. They then basically got cease and desist letters.
They did.
After they changed it. Yes. To whatever it was referring to, some other title, but acknowledging that it was, you know, about that. Still, nah, done. They're gone. They had to close it, 3 days, 4 days early.
Yes.
Great promotion, shithouse reason.
I was surprised that Sam Simmons, because he's Edinburgh Award nominated show, which is brilliant, by the way, was called Death of a Salesman. Now, it's spelled S-A-I-L-S, because he was on, like, a windsurfer.
Yeah, I think that's how he got away with it, though.
Maybe. No, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, fucking seriously, harden up, Arthur Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You dead, man.
You're dead?
<state? laughs>
Fucking dead.
I'm pretty sure he's hard.
I think his days of being hard are well over.
Yeah, well, fucking then chill. Fucking chill. You know what I'm going to be when I'm dead? Fucking chilled out. Not today. Today I wish I was dead.
Aww.
No, just for a bit. But yeah, no, I do. I'm so angry today. I'm really angry, but when I get riled up, I get like really fucking cranky. Like, much like George Carlin. And I... Oh, Bart Freeman.
Bart Freeman has never been cranky in his life, unfortunately.
No, I was... look, I was just tweeting and Facebooking about how much I love coffee. Mm. See, I like Bart. I'm referencing his hilarious coffee tweets. It's okay. We're cool. Danny's still not so fond of. This is the bit I'm doing. You know what it is? Fucking, I'm a chameleon. I was watching Never Not Funny. I'm doing Pardo. Yes. That's Pardo. That's Pardo. It's just that whole... I was just like riffing a little fucking Pardo.
You wait until you get a letter from the Pardo estate. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're going to get sued for never not being not funny or something like that. I just went around
always,
the
loop. Always not funny. What? Oh, no, that's worse.
Often less humorous.
Occasionally not really funny. It's something. So Ash is a crazy beast.
Yeah.
That is a joy to behold.
Yeah.
Because of... I can't even say that it's a lack of self-awareness because he's there, but what is it?
I love talking about it, but I actually think Will's glitch in the Matrix.
Right.
That's
summed it up.
Yeah, I really do.
He's
think
the black cat.
He's the fucking unicorn.
He's.
But enough about Ash.
Yeah.
I can never say enough about Ash.
Come on, he's not dying. Probably ever.
Not yet.
Probably will never die. He looks like that sort of cat. He'll be one of the first ones that never die.
Yeah.
But I must say, yesterday on the podcast with Todd Glass and Ash...
This is I Love Green Guide Letters. Excellent podcast.
No. Thank you. Good plugging.
You know it was that podcast because Ash wasn't in my podcast, apparently. Whatever.
The moment about 5 minutes in when Todd Glass realised what he was sitting next to, just a comedy enigma, was just his face just went...
When he realised it was a glass half full, would you say, still? Will Anderson, Sail Victoria. That's why I'm going to drink this other
bit. Yeah, get in.
I haven't even finished this one, but I couldn't let it go.
It's a good thing. No, you're right. Todd Glass did not... Initially, he had no idea how to respond to him. And then when he got it, he was sold, man. He was sold.
The thing with Ash is like you gotta go with it.
Yep.
You can't be a person who, like, if people try to make fun, because he's not stupid. Like, if you think he's stupid, you're missing the point.
Yes.
You're not listening hard enough, right? It's like people who think Dave Hughes is stupid. Dave Hughes is one of the smartest fucking people I've ever met in my life. You're confusing the act with the person. And what they're doing is, like, I mean, some of the shit that Ash says is honestly really fucking profound. Like, genuinely. Mm. Because he honestly just tells you something about what he's thinking. And I guess the thing about Ash is he wears what he really thinks on fucking Front Street. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to have a filter of, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So he says things that may not be the thing that we would say, but we all have our version of that thing that we shut down and don't let come out because we think... And he just is like, this is who I am, whatever this is. And he always has a theory or a reason for... Like, he has his own philosophy.
Yeah, because he's very honest, and I think some people find that honesty confronting.
Yes.
And because they're like, I could never be that honest. And it's sort of like... It's sort of like homophobia, sort of. Like, they're just like...
I just think, no, it's like people who didn't... It's like he's a Jesus. Like, that's what he's like. No, but you know, man, he's got his own...
Yes.
Like, you could start a cult.
Oh, easily.
There'd be heaps of fucking
heaps. All tons of hot women.
Yeah. And probably just some men and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Well, because you need some men there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but... Yeah, no, he'd do very well.
Very easily well.
Yeah.
It's... So, oh, hello.
Oh, hang on.
Delivery of sandwiches is always good.
Going on.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
Oh, some chips. That's good for a
So I think we can very, thank That's you, straight up agree
yes.
that Ash Williams, oh, he's a thing. Definitely a thing.
No, I don't think he is a thing.
No.
Oh, he's a thing. In a good way, he's a thing.
No, he's not a thing.
Not a thing?
No, he's thing. You can't define him like that. A unicorn's not
Even
a thing.
Though really?
No. It's more than a thing.
He's not a thing.
Yeah.
He's not a thing in this dimension.
What other things have you... Like, what's some mundane examples of things that have been things on your show?
Dick pics.
Right.
Scotland seceding from England, trying to do that.
So, you know what? You can't fucking put a unicorn in Ash Williams with fucking dick pics. And they're things.
Yeah.
Ash and fucking unicorns
whole other.
Are more than things.
And I take
they're
that.
They're beyond things. I
will be happily admonished in that regard. Now I have to start the more than thing committee. Fuck.
the interdimensional thing committee.
That's right.
He's transcended.
Yes.
That cannot be explained by your philosophy.
Yeah.
This is like the towards the end of 2001 with that eye blinking in all the different colours.
I'm doing a thing also, by the way, where I paraphrase Shakespeare. That was not a direct quote. That was I paraphrased right. it. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, Carlin and Shakespeare. Will Anderson, everyone.
I give people the gist of Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare. Yeah, it's Shakespeare-ish. It's just like... So he said this thing about, and there was a balcony.
Yeah.
It was fucking great, man.
New season of that coming up on CBS this season, right after Blackish.
I'm going to do every, I should do one of those shows, like people do at the Comedy Festival, which I actually hate these sort of shows, but it's like Breaking Bad in an hour, like Lord of the Rings in an hour. I could do every Shakespeare in an hour, which I actually think someone does anyway, but only what I remember of them.
Paraphrased Shakespeare in an hour, right. As best as I can recall.
Yeah. Will Anderson gives you the gist of Shakespeare.
2015 show just wrote itself.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to come up with a funny pun title.
It'd be Will Shakespeare.
Yes.
There you go.
There it is.
I like it.
Quoth. That's my entire knowledge of Shakespeare.
You can't be in it. that's not enough stuff.
Dude, I'm doing my 1 hour Breaking Bad show at that time. So,
okay.
There's
tension.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? You don't like the 1 hour? I went and saw 1 hour Star Wars. That was pretty good.
Mate, if you saw mental person fucking pushes their poo into the shapes of the Star Wars cast, you would go and see that and you'd be like, fucking great day out. I thought that Poo Jabba really looked like Poo Jabba, and he called him Poo Jabba, which I think in this modern times is probably like offensive, but I thought it was just a funny pun, right? Poo Jabba, because he's made of poo.
You obviously didn't see the special edition version. It was great.
Right. That's right. Poo Backer looked really great.
But you would. Of course you thought Star Wars in a fucking hour was good. You've thought most of the Star Wars films are good. Like, your opinion on this topic cannot be trusted.
Well,
I get it. It's like me and Batman or me and Lost. Like, I understand that my love of those things or the TV program Top Chef. Don't fucking bring Top Chef hate into my fucking house. I love it and I know it and I'm fucking there.
Yeah.
And I get that it's not important or whatever. Or that other people don't think it's great, but I enjoy it.
In all seriousness, do you know why I like it? I've worked out during like the podcast and stuff. It's my bubble away from cynicism. It's my little enclosure.
You're very pro.
Ash Williams is your Star Wars.
Well, maybe that's, he's my happy place. On. And do maybe an Ash Williams
could,
podcast.
Maybe you could.
This is not the Bachelor contestant you were looking for.
Oh my goodness. There was a lot revealed on your podcast last night, Steele.
Well,
people are going to have to download that thing from Bandcamp and listen to it hard.
Excellent plugging, Molks. Excellent plugging.
Actually, speaking of your podcast, I was listening to it, as I always do, because I enjoy your podcast.
Thank you, Will. Steele
Saunders.
I find that very flattering.
However, it was a live podcast. You had Sarah Harris, who we thought was fabulous.
Yes.
Despite the fact that she was on a program with Bart Freebeck. the aforementioned and lovely. But was, you know, like there must have been a nervous publicist in the room and I thought she was a fucking great sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was very much enjoying this. And of course, Tom Bella, the fabulous Tom Bella.
Yes.
Was there. And then there was a letter about Tom Bella's show.
Mm-hmm.
Where someone accused Tom of taking the Will Anderson pills.
Will pill.
And then Tom Ballard made a joke about taking some pills. given to him by me at Splendor in the Grass.
You're a gateway comedian.
And made a joke, like implying that at a music festival I gave him illegal drugs, and you just put that out, that slander, you published that on the fucking internet. Like, I'm on the telly.
Like, you're as bad as Rupert Murdoch, man.
I don't want the getting out still that I am ever giving away drugs. Like, that is not a reputation that I want. That is going to be problematic. I want to be a guy who is given drugs.
Oh, okay.
So he's the I don't want people out there going, oh, no, Will has too many drugs.
Yes. Yes.
That is the complete opposite message that I'm trying to say. And I am thinking about suing you. I would like a retraction. At the very least, at the start of the next episode, I would like you to do a retraction. Okay.
That's so a great way to get publicity
out there.
Okay.
That I have too many drugs.
So you're worried, like, when Channel V does a crossover to a music festival from now on, and people, oh, who are you here to see?
Right.
Oh, Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Is he performing? Nah, but I hear he's packing some heat.
Well, thanks to you, now I can never be able to go to a music festival again because cops will be on me. Like, you've ruined.
This has ruined your love affair with Soundwave.
It's ruined my love affair with Soundwave. That has been a love affair from afar, so far, but...
You have to do what every other famous person does, and that's pay someone else to carry them for you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is that a Justin Bieber reference? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Were you comparing me to Justin Bieber?
Yes. Right?
I'm cranky, aren't I? I'm just fucking party today.
I only been in front of that little friend. Don't hurt me,
Carlin, beating me, Shakespeare, Bieber.
Yeah, I'm taking down...
Will Anderson.
Yeah, Will Anderson.
But if a drug deal happens on a podcast, does it actually happen?
Yes.
But is it then something you can be, depending on where you are?
What do you mean?
Well, for example, if you're on a podcast doing something legal in a place where it's legal to do it.
Smoking pot in America, for
example.
But it's
not legal in another place. Does that make it wrong?
Well, it doesn't make it wrong, Steve. There's no wrong or right. We're just a
not
fucking happy accident of evolution. There's no real meaning to life. And we trick ourselves into giving our life everyday meaning because otherwise we'd just fucking kill ourselves. It's a natural evolutionary thing that we start to think things are important, like fucking podcasting. Like, honestly, why am I here? My job's already done yesterday.
Yes.
I did two shows. Listen to me. I could be laying on my couch watching the fucking feed of this that I paid too much for because I forgot to put in my own fucking code. But instead, I've come here to talk to you.
And I
Why? Why though?
Well, Will, I like to postulate that it's because you're a nice guy.
Yeah, but the point is, there's no reason. I've decided that's something that I would like to think about myself. And by the way, it's been great fun. Thanks for having
me.
No worries. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. You're throwing to non-existent ad breaks.
No.
Shit.
My point is that I love you guys, and thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it. Could you edit out all that stuff about Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah.
I mean, I have shows to publicise coming up.
I really need...
And there's only two newspapers in each city now. And the Herald Sun, actually, to be honest, are pretty good to me. The Daily Telegraph, hit and miss. But the Herald Sun are pretty nice, so...
The Australian, fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck the Australian.
As long as you don't grow a beard, the Herald Sun will be fine with you.
Well, you know what? You're right, Steele. You're right. I mean, I think terrorism is too serious an issue to joke about, right, guys?
Yeah. But we will anyway.
I'm shaking my head on the podcast.
No, we're just...
Terrorism.
Did you honestly not read any of the newspapers from Australia this week?
No.
ASIO passed laws in the middle of the fucking night. They can essentially just listen to shit and fucking lock you up for no fucking reason.
Yes. I did. I
and
saw
you
that.
Too... are not fucking publicly dismissing terrorism on this. You're fucking idiots. You two were just like, oh no, well, let's joke about it. Fucking, you are, like, you won't get back into the country.
I hate
terrorism. I am anti-terrorism.
We would love to have your profile. So us getting stopped at the border and interrupted by ASIO would quite possibly be the best thing that happened to either of our podcasts.
It wouldn't, mate. It would not.
And that's all from Tofop tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you like the coverage of the burying a terrorist? Did you see that the cover of the Herald Sun?
Look, what's going on in Australia at the moment is, look, I understand that we have to protect ourselves from terrorism, but it's being used We're doing everything that they want at the moment. This is the problem. Like, you know, the ISIS guys went on TV and cut a guy's head off, which, by the way, no matter what your fucking protest is, no matter what your issue is,
We,
like, you know what? Until you stop fucking doing that, we're not going to listen to anything you have to say.
Yes.
On whatever side. You lose your right to fucking have an opinion when you're cutting off people's heads.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? We can have a much longer debate on another day about the role of violence in... Like, Nelson Mandela got to a point in South Africa because he was up against such an injustice that they had used every other option and they became a violent terrorist organization. I understand that one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter.
Yeah.
And these things are always much more complex. But you know what? This ain't fucking Game of Thrones anymore, motherfuckers. You can't cut people's heads off and start that as a fucking debating point. But if they go, if someone goes on TV and goes, here's a fucking head, don't bomb us Obama, and Obama fucking bombs, like, oh, come and bomb us Obama, and Obama comes and bombs them, then you know what? You're fucking doing what they want.
Yes.
And that's what they want.
It is to incite. It can't be for any other reason. Isn't it? They want to, like, they're pushing, like, they're doing the chest bump to America to generate movement, yeah?
But, like, also, it's one of those things where, like, people are always like, you know, and they mock this phrase, you know, if we do that, then the terrorists have already won.
Yeah.
But how many freedoms are we willing to give up to protect our freedom? Do you know what I mean? Like, without us honestly arguing, like... John Oliver had that great joke about, you know, like, one person fucking tries to blow up their shoes and now we all have to take our shoes off at the airport. But, like, you know, people are firing guns in fucking schools every day. And, like,
guns are still everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Can I pose a theory that will annoy you? Because it involves Star Wars.
Oh, okay. No, no, I'm happy about that.
So in Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, okay. Hey, which one's that?
That's the third. The last film they made.
Ah, when old mate Darth Vader goes... That one?
There was other bits.
Yeah. See? That's just your... I'm happy with that, by the way. Love something for its flaws. The world would be a better place if we didn't try to pretend that everything is perfect. You can love an imperfect thing. Mm. You are an imperfect thing.
Oh,
and
very...
I don't mean you particularly.
Oh, no, extremely.
Do I have a microphone?
Hey, how are you?
Dave Welcome, Anthony, Dave Anthony. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Anthony's here.
Hi. We're podcasting?
You guys are podcasting? Hi.
This festival may have broken through to just like people are now just walking around. We should just mic everyone.
Are you?
Next year at the festival, everyone should just get a lapel mic and we just record every fucking conversation.
Are you talking into the internet?
Yes.
I was listening to Ah Yeah Dude, wonderful podcast, and they said that the internet just got its billionth website. So the internet just got its billionth website. Yeah, so good luck checking out mine out of the billion options you have.
It's over.
Why don't you update your website? Because there's a billion other ones. Even I don't think I'm important enough to waste people's time.
Most of them are really... There's only like 19 that are good.
There's a
the rest
couple,
of them are garbage.
There's a couple. There's a couple.
I'd love to know what's in your top three of internet websites, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh. AOL. Love Yahoo. I love the stuff they have going on over there. And I'm a really, really big fan of CNN.
Good.
You can get news there.
What, on the internet?
Yeah, you just go to you click on CNN and then just news stories come up.
Is it real news or pretend?
As far as I know, it's real. I like to pretend it's real. I mean, it could be. They could be totally bullshitting me, but it's pretty great. I can keep up with news. Yeah. I don't watch. I only watch like the nightly news like 5 times a week now instead of 7. It's pretty great.
News is
I just want to see how far you'll commit to this bit. It's not going anywhere.
I just kept going.
Yeah. And I was like, I am his friend, so I'm going to watch him die. I've been there for him a bit this weekend, but right now, for my own amusement, I am just going to watch him just keep going and
I don't care if it's dying. I was enjoying it. So, and essentially, I'm almost just talking to myself right now. Right? I mean...
Which, is that podcasting?
Well, is anybody listening to this right now? Like, right now?
This guy is.
Okay, that guy.
Meryl.
He listens to everything, though.
We've done his podcast. We've done his podcast as well.
We have done his podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
I just took the microphone from Steele.
Why didn't you take mine?
Who's that?
Should have taken mine.
That's how podcasting works at the podcast festival. A higher profile podcaster can come in and go, I'm here to succeed you.
I'm going to bump you right now.
That's how you ruin it.
You bring in
the comedy, like the comedy club system of some, and then suddenly it's like, do you see I love Green Guide Letters? Oh boy, I saw Russell Peters and Dan Cook.
Damon Wayans wants to come in and do toe flop. Is that okay?
Yeah. Oh, you know, because in the 90s, I really wanted to do a homophobic podcast. So the stuff will be.
Steve-O's coming.
I am burning bridges. But to be honest, after the things I said about Rupert Murdoch earlier in this podcast, having Damon Wayans angry with me is way down the list now. Said some terrible things about Rupert Murdoch, Dave.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
He's a horrible man.
Yes. Not least of which today.
I know you're not supposed to say it's going to be great when someone dies. Oh, it's going to be great when he dies.
It will be better for the world.
Him and Dick Cheney, like, let's have a party when they die.
I know. Like, Rupert Murdoch,
it's okay.
We should.
No, he's a monster.
A monster.
So,
a greedy monster.
Yeah.
Who's just wanted nothing other than his own fucking success. And that's a world we live in where you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But we don't have to say that he's a good person.
Right.
Because he's destroyed news and he's destroyed politics.
So,
if you've just tuned in, these are points I made earlier.
Welcome back.
Rupert Murdoch.
How does someone headlining a podcast festival not understand how podcasts work?
Have you not heard my podcast? I was making a joke about the form still.
Oh, and Tommy Dosolo. That's the other one that when he
Dosolo?
Dies. Yeah, Tommy. Right?
When he dies?
Yeah, that's another one we're going to celebrate. Am I getting this right?
I think so. I'm not entirely sure myself anymore. The whole thing just went tits up. I don't know. Please, open my chips.
At least he's not holding a microphone. Because there's nothing worse than eating on a...
I'm about to do something amazing, though.
And okay. Will is.
Are you making a chip.
Chip
sandwich?
Oh, he's doing exactly what I thought he was.
Oh.
The mixture of the sweet and the salt is absolutely amazing.
Oh my god.
It's a Tim Tam chip sandwich.
It's a Tim Tam chip sandwich.
If there was ever a question that Will Anderson has taken some of his medicine, we're just seeing the evidence of it.
Right in his face. Went right in.
And the look that you just gave Dave, like, top that. Eat something worse than that, buddy.
And make it look as sexual.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
This is a man having an orgasm.
Oh, he's into it.
Yeah.
Dave, do you find that, you know, this is... Is this the orgasm face you normally see from Will, or...
Hey.
I've seen a lot of different orgasm faces from Will.
Hey. Will just had a tantric Tim Tam. It's a new flavor. It's awesome.
Oh my god.
I'm so happy that a man that's done so much for podcasting is now changed and now is doing so much to try ruin as many podcasts as possible.
Thank you. Look, we're on the other side of this thing now. It's coming down the other side. It's falling apart. Get on the train. Ruin it as fast as you can.
Newspapers are the new hot medium.
Newspapers are going to come back so fucking hot and heavy.
Too. Like, touch them.
Just like the little mustaches with the curled wax and everything. It's newspapers now.
Fucking hipsters ruin everything.
They're terrific. You can turn pages. You can read them. You can't do that with the internet.
Have you used an iPad?
No.
It's like turning a page.
I disagree.
And if you thought the podcast vessel wasn't getting any more indulgent, we're now getting filmed for something else.
We're getting filmed while we're podcasting.
For a podcasting documentary.
For a podcast movie. Yeah.
I just realized, because there's an internet film of me, people can check it out on YouTube. It wasn't by me. I went to a festival in Sydney called Trot Fest, which is a short film festival. And I may or may not have, in the car on the way there, had to take some medicine. And I met up with my friends, and they had a bag of corn chips. And I sat there and ate all those corn chips, and some fucker filmed me on their phone. And has put 2 minutes of it on YouTube. And yeah, just like Will Anderson eats chips. It's got like 5,000 downloads. And like 5,000 people have just watched like me eating chips. And then I just realized, like fucking 15 years later, it's like the Marshall Mathers album too. I've just like gone back and I'm being filmed eating chips again. And people are like, he's learnt nothing.
Will Anderson got stoned and then had some corn chips. You will not believe what happened next.
Top 23 things Will Anderson does while eating corn chips.
Top 23 bits of chips down Will Anderson's top.
Just for the record, I don't want to mock BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed did a list about me. It was very exciting.
Really?
I was excited, yep. I don't know how many reasons, but it was a list of like...
You should have said that half an hour ago when you were mocking BuzzFeed.
I forgot it happened. I forgot. Well, it's not a real thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's like ridiculous. Some like fucking idiot, like a lovely idiot, but like spent some time just like making a list about me on the internet. It's not real, so I forgot it happened.
No, if it's a list, it's real. Once you number it, then it becomes real.
Right.
We have it here. 21 reasons why Australia needs more Will Anderson.
Look at that.
More.
Not less.
Oh, but you know what?
I feel like you know what? I feel like a couple of years ago it would have been less.
No, but
that,
I think
that list would have been less.
Doesn't more become? Wasn't more come before less? Don't they do more? We love them, and then later on they go less Will Anderson.
Yep. Yeah. There's so many good reasons why people want more Will Anderson, not least of which he loves the AFL and the Western Bulldogs, even though the government is doing all they can to halt their success.
This the government.
Referencing your September tweet.
That's actually what I wanted to talk about today, was the government trying to stop the success of the Bulldogs. I love that Will is such an amazing podcaster that he'll pick up a chip and then just hold the microphone out for someone to take while he eats his chip.
I'm over podcasting. I'm going to get into chips.
Oh my god! There's a very early photo of Will, like we're talking back, where he's. I think he's on Hey Hey It's Saturday. Recovery. There we go. And the subtitle to it's Margaret Pomerantz likes his laugh. Margaret Pomerantz complimented me and told me I had a really nice laugh.
Oh, look at him.
Look at all that young, aspirational enthusiasm that's now just been...
Welcome to the BuzzFeed Hour.
I will tell you, that would be a good sponsor for the show.
Yes.
I will tell you that was the worst TV spot I've ever done in my life.
The recovery one.
Recovery one. It was a Saturday morning TV show, Dave, right? And the audience were kids who wanted to see a band and see like music clips.
What?
Right? They're behind you. So you're performing to a camera and a cameraman, but no audience. And then the audience is behind you trying to wave to their mum and shit. Like,
holy
you know, in the morning,
shit.
Bro.
Everything was ass about.
It was
That's
the
amazing.
Worst. So I'm doing that. So I do this fucking thing. It's terrible. Like it's Sunday morning or Saturday morning or whatever as well. So it's not ideal comedy time. And then I walk out of the studio and I go, well, at least no one I know would have been up to see it.
Oh.
And my phone rings, and there's a guy called Paul McDermott, who was like one of my all-time heroes. He was in this group called the Doug Anthony All-Stars, who were like, when we were growing up, the fucking funniest, coolest, you know, group of all time. And all the message said, like, because it was a message, all the message said was, I saw that. That photo is from that. That is what it's from. When I saw that, I had that reaction. Matt Kirshen say? Just getting a chip.
That's my version of Will Anderson saying, I listen to your podcast. Please don't say I've got pills.
Guys, by the way, can you just keep the noise down? Because other people are trying to podcast in here and they're not appreciative of your hijinks.
Shut up, Frenchie.
Well, proving again that we are England's bastard.
Okay. Well,
I think that's fair enough. We can wrap it up on that note. Will Anderson, how can people track you down in places?
You're welcome, by the way. Anyone who really wanted someone else to come in and just bring the mood right down.
That's M-A-T-T-K-I-R-S-H-E-N.
We were way ahead of you on that one, Matthew.
Will, plug. Where do people need to find you?
Well, I have a podcast.
You do. It's an excellent one.
It's called Tofop, T-O-F-O-P. If we'd known that podcast was going to be a thing, we probably would have given it a name that was easier to explain. But T-O-F-O-P, find that on the World Wide Web. It's one of the billion sites out there. So, luckily, we have a confusing name that no one understands. So T-O-F-O-P, listen to that. And, you know, I'm at the Opera House January 19. If anyone wants to see... I'm going to play the main room at the Opera House.
Awesome. That is so
telling
cool.
Telling me dick jokes. So
yeah. With Hammo.
Yeah, it'll be great with Justin Hamilton. We're going to film it.
Yes.
It's going to be a thing. That'll be a thing. That'll be a thing. For the podcast. It's like the name. That's what you do.
We're
you have things.
It. Yeah. Totally.
That was my thing.
Yeah, the chip committee.
Will's thing. And Will_Anderson on Twitter if you're in that kind of mode. Steel.
Oh, hey, you guys. You can listen to my podcast, I Love Green Guide Letters. We review complaint letters to the TV Guide, and it's pretty fun. You can get that at ilovegreenguideletters.com. And if you...
And defame popular television. Yes.
Always upping yourself with your complaints. If you want to hear about Australia's George Carlin distributing drugs... Please, ilovegreenguideletters.com. Or if you like Star Wars and you want to hear comedians sort of talking about it and me trying to squint when anyone brings up a bad point in the film, you can listen to This Isn't the Podcast You Are Looking For. We just talk about Star Wars and have fun with it. And it is at starwarspodcast.net.
Now, Mulk, there's only one chip left in your
hand. I've had a chip, please.
No, I've had too many.
I've got a whole sandwich here still.
You know, but that's your chip.
I don't... Look, this isn't a body that needs chips. Well done.
Meryl's just come in like a fucking chip ninja.
Just a freaking seagull.
For the podcast, stay for the chip.
Dave Anthony, given that you're on this, where can people find you?
Interrupting podcasts worldwide.
Oh, my God. Doug Benson is going to be so mad stealing his shit.
Podcast interruption? Yeah.
Dave Anthony's podcast interruption.
I'll be on Marin in... Australia in October on ABC2.
Yes.
And how about that? Just throwing that out there.
That's good.
I'll be at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Good inflection. Well done.
Almost or there?
That was pretty good.
Okay.
You just feel like now you're leaning into it a little because you just got to be relaxed, you know, Melbourne.
You should also, after you say it, you shouldn't look around to all the Australians to see how impressed we are.
That's right. The affirming comment.
Sydney.
Oh, my God.
I have a new podcast called The Dollop.
It's excellent.
It is very good with Gareth Reynolds.
Yes, he's very
funny.
He's
a hack, but you're great.
He is so funny, isn't he? Oh, hang on.
Don't you mean Gary Reynolds?
Yeah, Gary Reynolds.
That guy.
Yeah, hey, Gary. His name's Gareth.
He's not important.
He's horrified. He's horrified that the crowd chanted Gary.
Oh, my God.
He's so horrified.
That was so funny.
Two shows in a row. It's like a thing. He's like, it was like one of those moments where I was like, you know this is your name now.
Yeah.
No, I saw him down at the bar and he goes, so that's going to happen. I go, every time.
Every time.
I go, we got Australia. It's going to happen.
And the more he doesn't like it, the more they'll do it.
Yeah. And I'll be at the festival next year, and hopefully we'll do a couple shows in Sydney too.
Excellent. And Dave Anthony on Twitter.
Yep, Dave Anthony.
Yeah. Well, this is the Thing Committee. Thank you very much for joining. Apparently Matt Kirshen crashed it as well.
Yeah, barely.
Who knows what that French gnome does.
He's great. Check out Matt Kirshen's podcast, Probably Science.
Yes. He was on earlier though. People will hear him. He's good.
Yeah. Okay. He's very funny.
The Thing Committee.
Can share the love. It's like free to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What a cock block that was.
Oh, my God. Let the man wrap up his podcast.
Oh, whatever.
You have just heard an unpopular podcast. Find more unpopular podcasts at unpopular.com.au.